The Aldis podcast is brought to you by Aldis International, supplying your expert AI and digital transformation staffing needs across the US and Europe. Today, you are listening to our ServiceNow series, where we interview the best and brightest of the industry to share their story, advice, and views on the exciting world of ServiceNow and digital transformation.
You're listening to the Aldis podcast, ServiceNow series. Our guest today is Gino Safera. Gino is Managing Director of Platforms at Accenture Federal Services. Gino, welcome to the show, my friend.
JP, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you. Looking forward to this one. So, Gino, let's start with yourself, please, as we do all of our guests. Can you give us a bit of an overview of your background in technology, what your journey has been, and what's led you to where you are today as an MD over at Accenture Federal?
So my name is Gino Safera. I'm a managing director with the Accenture Federal Services Platforms capability. I serve as the ServiceNow business group lead for our federal business, which means I'm responsible for our go-to-market strategy, our talent retention, recruitment, and training approach, and also overseeing delivery quality for our ServiceNow work across the federal space. I've been with Accenture for almost 10 years now, and throughout that time, I've been focused on helping government clients navigate the challenges involved in adopting low-code platforms like ServiceNow, but I've also worked with Salesforce, Microsoft Power Platforms, Pega, Appian. A lot of these platforms have similar challenges, especially in the unique compliance world of the federal government. It's been a great place to work, but before I was at Accenture, I was actually in higher education, which is where I had my introduction to IT service management and frameworks like ITIL. So I cut my teeth on ServiceNow actually at a large university in DC. And like a lot of folks in the ServiceNow ecosystem, my introduction was with a remedy replacement. So this was back in the days of the Calgary and Dublin release of ServiceNow. So I've been in the ecosystem for a while, but we were replacing incident and problem and change management processes with ServiceNow. And I got to see firsthand the value that these platforms can provide when they're providing these out-of-box solutions aligned to industry best practices. In this case, it was ITIL, and the way that it could help organizations realize value a lot faster, it became pretty obvious to me that ServiceNow was going to be a big part of my career, which wound up being true. That's why I wound up getting my gig with Accenture. And at the time, when I joined ServiceNow to start working on ServiceNow, our practice had about 40 people. Fast forward about 10 years, we're now about 400 people. And all of that growth in Accenture Federal has been organic. We haven't had any acquisitions. That's all been in response to steadily increasing demand for ServiceNow services in the federal space. And so now I'm talking to you today, excited to be in a role where I'm leading our federal ServiceNow business into the next phase.
Thank you for that, Gino. I appreciate you sharing the background and obviously your long-term role with Accenture Federal, which you've had various responsibilities, but you're now leading the charge for ServiceNow. And given Accenture Federal's role within ServiceNow in the federal space, you guys being an elite diamond partner, working with so many of the various different government agencies, there's a lot that we can cover here today. So I want to give the audience a little bit of insight as to why Accenture Federal is being so successful within the federal space, some of the interesting projects you're working on. So can you give us a little bit of a highlight reel of what you and your team are responsible for, maybe some example projects that you're particularly excited or proud of?
When Bill McDermott, the chairman and CEO of ServiceNow, took the reins a few years ago, he shared his vision that ServiceNow was going to be the defining enterprise software company of the 21st century. And Accenture is uniquely positioned to be the defining partner in that journey. We are number one in this ecosystem, and we're one of a kind. We're number one by market share globally and in every market. Industry analysts like Everest and others have declared us the number one partner. And so what this allows us to do is to make really significant investments at scale. Accenture's put a lot of press out about the investments that we're making in AI. We're investing $3 billion over a three-year period. And one of my favorite investments in that realm is something that we started last year. So our Accenture Commercial ServiceNow group partnered with ServiceNow, and NVIDIA on this program called Lighthouse. And the whole point of the program was to pilot in a production set of use cases for commercial customers, generative AI. And so we've been in advance of ServiceNow's product being ready for market, right? We know that ITSM Pro Plus, ServiceNow's native platform generative AI solution, is coming. We've been working with commercial customers to pilot Gen AI functionality for the last year. And one of the neat things about this is that the lessons that we're learning and the features that clients are requesting are actually being funneled back to ServiceNow and informing their product roadmap for Gen AI. And so it's one of those things that we, as such a big partner to ServiceNow, get to do. And you may ask, where does federal fit into that? Since I've taken this role as our federal business group lead, I've been able to see just the relative scale of our federal business versus the commercial practice globally. We're a big percent of our commercial business. And the way that we've done that is really, in federal, addressing this misconception that there is about ServiceNow in the marketplace. A lot of folks consider ServiceNow an IT ticketing system. I would say that ServiceNow's competitors have done an effective job of pigeonholing them, right, as an IT ticketing system. And it is that. I mean, ServiceNow is the best IT service management solution in the world, hands down. But that's not where its value ends. And frankly, it's not where it begins. For the last decade and more, Accenture Federal has really been leaning into ServiceNow's other non-IT use cases. Like, for example, we were thinking of ServiceNow as an application development platform 11, 12 years ago, before ServiceNow had even realized it. And so some of our earliest wins and value adds on the ServiceNow platform were outside of IT. I can't get into the specifics of a lot of our use cases because of the government nature of the work, but what I can share is that we've helped some of the largest federal agencies work on some of their most complex challenges. And these aren't in IT. One of my favorites is tied to grants management. We've used ServiceNow as the platform for agencies to publish FOAs, funding opportunity announcements, on public-facing portals where citizens can apply for grants. And then the grants get reviewed internally and then issued using ServiceNow. We've also used ServiceNow with large cabinet-level agencies for permits. So public-facing portal, you can apply for a permit to do something. If there's a payment required as part of that permit, we've integrated ServiceNow with pay.gov, and we can field the payment, and the permit gets issued. But it's not just tickets, right? It's not just cases that get routed. It's also complex business processes. One of my favorite stories is really tied to permanent change of station. So federal employees occasionally get shipped overseas, right? Whether it's on a detail or something like that. And when you're doing that, when you're relocating an employee, it's not just the employee that you're moving, it's the employee plus their family plus their stuff. And you need to make sure that all of that gets where it's going on time, safely. You need to know where it is. You need to make sure that process is repeatable. And we've partnered with agencies to solve that problem with ServiceNow. And ServiceNow becomes a key component of that complex process, integrated with different teams, different systems, different tools. But ServiceNow as a workflow engine allows you to do incredible things. And it's this kind of non-IT use case where we've had tremendous success in the federal space. And we don't see that stopping anytime soon.
You are listening to the Aldis Podcast. When you're looking to scale your team, or if you are interested in showcasing your company in a future episode, reach out today. Or if you're in the market for a new role, visit our website to view open positions, www.aldis.com.
I'm so glad you finished on that point, because I think that segues really nicely into your outlook for what's next. Because based on what you've just told us, you guys were reading the tea leaves about the potential for ServiceNow within the federal space, so much more so than just ITSM management. So of that same mindset, when you guys look ahead for the next 12, 24, 36 months, what can you share with us? What are you excited about? What do you see as being the next chapter for Accenture Federal, and how will that then play into your decisions on where you invest in people?
So Accenture Federal Services has spent a lot of time and energy thinking about where the federal market space is going with low-code platforms. And one of the biggest areas of opportunity and one of the biggest challenges that we see government having to address in the coming months and years is tied to ERP systems. Every cabinet level agency, every agency has ERP systems, whether they're human capital management systems or financial systems or supply chain systems. And they're looking at, in the next couple of years, ERP modernization requirements, whether that's upgrading existing systems or migrating to the cloud or replacing those ERP systems with a new platform. And these ERP engagements, they're complicated, they're hard, they're expensive, they take time. And what we've seen is that our federal customers don't have an appetite for those long-term project schedules anymore. They don't have the patience. And so we have found a lot of meaningful value in pairing low-code platforms like ServiceNow with ERP modernization. We call the concept ERP Plus, but for us, this is a huge focus area, especially over the next couple of years, because we've had success layering in ServiceNow as an engagement layer. It's where your employees can interact with ServiceNow through a portal to handle that workflow that may be very specific to your agency, whether that's onboarding or offboarding. You might have a bunch of custom steps that need to happen that are bespoke to your agency. And you can do that a lot more quickly and less expensive in ServiceNow versus in the core ERP. ServiceNow calls this concept clean core. Basically, you can do all the configuration that you need in ServiceNow and then leave the core ERP system untouched to lower your ongoing costs. It's difficult to customize those ERP systems, but you can configure ServiceNow pretty quickly. And it's not just HR, right? We've done this with large agencies for supply chain, right? People can come into a ServiceNow portal and actually order equipment and track where things are. And financial systems. We at Accenture actually use ServiceNow as part of our fiscal year closeout. The end of year closeout workflow approvals happen in ServiceNow. It's a critical part of our business now for end of year closeout. And we've worked with agencies on similar kinds of processes where we've used ServiceNow as that financial component. And so this is a huge focus for us in the ERP space, that ERP Plus. Another focus for us is, of course, generative AI. I mentioned that our commercial group has been working with ServiceNow and NVIDIA on this Lighthouse program. But in the federal space, we've actually been working in the AI realm for a decade, working with ethical AI. We have data scientists on our team. And for the past several months, we've been working to get ahead of ITSM Pro Plus in the Fed space. Accenture Federal Services is working on our own LLM for the federal space, building out a Fed GPT tool for folks to be able to adopt and integrating that into ServiceNow to provide secure GenAI options in advance of when ServiceNow's native functionality is available. And that's what's neat about Accenture, right, is that we're able to invest in some of these accelerators to help our customers, because we know what they're looking for, get to value faster. So ERP and GenAI are probably the two biggest focus areas this year. The third, I would say, is tied to the cybersecurity realm. With mandates that have been coming down from the executive branch around cyber EO, the zero trust architecture guidance that's come out, continuous diagnostics and mitigation requirements, there's a lot of work that federal CISOs have to do. And so we've pulled together what we call a CISO playbook that has a number of tools for CISOs, one of which is we have this neat tool for zero trust assessment. So agencies actually have a framework for assessing where they are in their zero trust journey and figuring out what the roadmap is for moving next. ServiceNow has native functionality for security operations, security incident response, and vulnerability response. Accenture has worked with ServiceNow to develop an ATO automation solution to help with ongoing ANA activities and generating the SSP. And your listeners may not know what those letters mean, but folks in the federal government do. And we've found ways to streamline and automate a lot of these paper-based processes, which are, you know, it's really exciting and valuable because ServiceNow has the ability to tie all of these processes together natively. So between ERP, GenAI, and zero trust, cybersecurity, those are our top three for the coming months. Outside of that, like, we're also having conversations about process mining, enterprise asset management, managing non-IT assets in ServiceNow. And an undertone of everything I just said is if the federal government or any customer really is interested in using ServiceNow to its true potential, you have to be really thoughtful in terms of how you govern it. And so we also partner with agencies on establishing centers of excellence to manage that technical and functional governance throughout. So that's where we're really putting our bets and our focus on the future for the platform and the government space.
Incredibly exciting. And that segues nicely into the portion I wanted to talk to you about, which is the people aspect. You talked about the incredible growth at Accenture Federal on the ServiceNow side over this past 10 years. And I know from conversations I've had with you, your team, and Amy, that you expect that growth to continue based on the plans and investments that you've just mentioned. So speaking to an audience of ServiceNow professionals, specifically within the federal space, we spend a lot of time encouraging people to direct their attention to it just based on the opportunity and the need for people who can work in this field. So as a leader of a major team doing some incredibly exciting work, when you're speaking to the ServiceNow community, what is it that you tell them about the federal space, but realistically Accenture Federal specifically, that has encourage people to come on board, join you on this journey, and be part of some of these amazing projects?
That's a super important question, and I'm glad you asked it. There's two parts there. One is the kind of people that we're looking for, and the second part is what gets them excited. If you're in the audience and you're listening to this right now and you're a US citizen and you're a ServiceNow professional, I want to talk to you. Reach out. But I don't want the folks that are listening to think that you need to be a ServiceNow expert to be successful in the federal space. I talked a lot about ERP Plus. We have found that folks that have skills in the ERP domain, whether it's finance or supply chain or human capital management, and I'm not just talking about developers, I'm talking about functional expertise, right? If you have domain expertise, that sometimes it takes decades to become an expert in this area. I can teach you ServiceNow. We have training. We have certification programs. But if you have domain expertise in something that's relevant to what I just talked about, we can find a way to plug you into our delivery teams and you'd be able to add value on day one. So it's not just ServiceNow experts. It's folks that have helpful knowledge that want to learn. So I encourage them to look into careers in the federal space as well. And then bonus points on top of everything I just said, if you have an active security clearance. A lot of our folks need security clearances in order to deliver their work, and we're always looking for that cleared support. But in terms of what excites people and how I would talk about the projects, I would say that the type of people that are motivated by the mission are the ones that tend to thrive in this environment. What I mean by that is at Accenture Federal Services, we do work that matters. We're helping federal agencies deliver on their mission to help, whether it's citizens or federal employees or service members or their families or refugees or any other sort of member of the global community. If you name it, it's probably a constituent of the US government in some way of a service that it provides. And so if that's something that excites you, a lot of the other stuff falls into place. And so the folks that I've seen have genuine success here are the folks that are motivated by the mission of government. And so if that sounds like you, I'd strongly encourage you to reach out to Accenture Federal. I know that I've shared a lot of information so far around marketing and around what we do. I wanted to plug and encourage listeners to do a couple things. One, check out on LinkedIn, the Accenture Federal Services page. We're constantly sharing information about white papers and articles about the topics that I've discussed here. You can also check out my profile on LinkedIn. I'm posting things as well. And if you have specific inquiries, folks can reach out to us directly. We have an email address. It's digital.platforms@afs.com. Again, that's digital.platforms@afs.com. We'll be fielding emails from folks and responding and getting you directed to the right people. But if folks want to learn more, those are some good ways to get in touch with us.
Gino, thank you so much for coming on and doing this, my friend. I know we've been talking about this for a while, and it didn't disappoint. I knew we had a great episode here, just knowing what I know about you and the group. So I really appreciate you giving us such incredible detail into all of the amazing work you and your team are doing at Accenture Federal for the ServiceNow community, and a lot more to come in the months and years ahead. So we really appreciate it. We wish you and the team the best of luck in the months and year ahead, and we look forward to having you back on the show again in the near future. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thank you, JP. Thanks to the Aldis team. We appreciate the opportunity to talk about AFS, ServiceNow, and the federal market. This has been great.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Aldis Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We are available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and any Android podcast of choice. You can also head over to our website, www.aldis.com, to listen to more podcasts, view our open roles, and stay up to date with industry news. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for more great episodes coming very soon.